Welcome to your five for the day. Great Expectations is Charles Dickens' 13th novel and is a classic work of Victorian literature. It depicts the growth and personal development of an orphan named Pip, who has great expectations for his life. What's your expectation? Are you living with expectation? Have you lost your expectation? We need to live lives that are full of expectation. The Bible tells us that God is able to do superabundantly, far over and above, all that we dare ask or think. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes or dreams. When God blesses, even a little, it'll go a great way, even beyond expectation. Let's trust that today God will restore your sense of expectation. There are many things that God wants to do for us beyond expectation. Today, let's look at just a few. First of all, God wants to guide us. Guide us continually, that is. I have never known a time in history during which we need God's guidance more than now. God wants to be like a conductor or a guide, showing us where to go, putting us in the right direction. This guiding aspect is not just momentary, it is ongoing. The promise is that God will guide us always and regularly, beyond expectation. Secondly, God wants to satisfy us. Not only does God want to guide us continually, he also wants to satisfy us. The word satisfy is usually used in association with food. Your five for the day, maybe. When we eat, we are filled and satisfied. When we are satisfied, the feelings of hunger and lack are settled. Perhaps you feel that in some areas of your life you're unfulfilled, incomplete or lacking. God wants to meet us at our point of need and satisfy that need or longing. Those problematic areas, God wants to address and meet the need beyond expectation. Finally today, God wants us to flourish. You shall be like a well-watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. What picture do you see when I say the words, a well-watered garden? If you look at your life today, would you describe it using those words? That is what God desires for you and me. There's even more. God wants us to be like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. The benefit of a spring is not something the spring enjoys. The real advantage is for those downstream of the spring. What this tells me is that God wants to cause you to be a blessing to those around you. He wants to make you able to provide life-giving waters to others, like an ever-flowing spring. Wow, that's beyond expectation. God is able to do these things. He has what it takes to make it possible. The word expectation comes from a word which means to look forward with anticipation. This is how we should live when it comes to God. We should live lives that are full of expectation. You may ask the question, on what basis can I be expectant? On the basis that God is able to do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think.